Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My grandmother was right. The boogeyman was real.
It's over.
You can't hurt anyone ever again.
No one told you.
Told me what?
Somebody in there?
Michael Myers is alive.
All right, that is some of the horrifying moments from probably the movie that people are talking about the most right now, Halloween Kills. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. Michael Myers, the maybe one of the scariest movie villains of all time. Tim Lammers with us live on News Talk 830. Tim, what'd you think?
I'm still spooked by it, Jason. I tell you, it's
in a good way or in a bad way?
In a good way.
All right.
You know, the funny thing about it is that that first film in 2018, which is a direct sequel to the one in 1978. For this new one, this new series, they ignored all the sequels in between. So I thought that first sequel in 2018 was just more of the same. I thought, well, you know, people are glad to see Michael Myers back in a big way and Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, in a different sort of way. But I just wasn't that impressed. Now, with this one, what they did is they took some characters, some survivors from that film in 1978, in most cases, the original actors who were just kids at the time in 1978, and now they're in this new version. So in addition to Laurie Strode's story, which is Jamie Lee Curtis, we get the stories of some of these survivors. So a lot of this story comes full circle. So from a Halloween movie standpoint, yeah, I mean, it's slash and gash, it's blood and gore and all that sort of stuff. But to me, the story is much more interesting this time. The story's much more engaging. And yes, you get those moments where you jump out of your seat. And in my wife's case, was with me to screen this, cover your eyes and squirm and do all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, basically, it's what you expect. Yes, yeah. You can see the kills coming. But again, I appreciate the fact that they did something unique enough with the story to
drive. Yeah, the reconnection to the old stuff, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and yeah, just to drive it forward,
right.
Because this is part of a new trilogy. So Halloween Ends, the third one in this new trilogy, is coming next year. Now, of course, we were supposed to get that one today, but if you know, because of the pandemic, Kills was delayed a year.
Yeah.
So yeah, now we're, you know, so we're getting that finally today. And then on October 14th, 2022, we're finally going to get the End. And I think the way that they set that one up at the end is perfect for what is going to be probably another scary movie with the third film.
You know, the 2018 film, that Halloween version, earned $253 million all around the world. And even this
$10 million budget. Too.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you knew there was going to be a trilogy. But this one, I think it's interesting what they did, that they debuted the movie in theaters last night. And I'm reading that just this afternoon they shared that they made about $5 million last night.
Right. Well, the interesting thing is, too,
and now
Jason,
it streams, right? It'll be still in the theater, but also streaming on Peacock.
Yeah, and it'll do enough money. It'll probably double its $20 million budget this weekend. And yeah, you can stream it on Peacock. Yeah, I think you at least have to have the $4.99 subscription though to do it.
Oh,
but that's
it.
NBC Universal's streaming service. The reason producer Jason Blub went with that was, you know, he did a movie called Freaky that was a premium video on demand only, you know, in the height of the pandemic, the way it was wreaking havoc on theaters, and nobody saw it. So I just thought he was getting gun-shy, and he really wants this movie to be seen. He wants this movie to be talked about. So he made the Peacock streaming an option. So, yes, I mean, look, if you're still uncomfortable in going to a theater, I mean, I saw it in the theater. I was fine, but there were only five people there.
Right.
you know, you do have an option to do it by getting the Peacock app at home.
Good. All right. We're listening to Tim Lammers. Tim's Friday Movie Reviews brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys. Seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at Minnesota Personal Injury on Time. PersonalInjury.com, I should say. And right on time, we move to our next clip. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck back together in The Last Duel.
He attacked me.
The accusation is false.
I am telling the truth.
The truth does not matter. There is only the power of men.
This should be settled quietly.
I'm innocent!
I request a duel to the death.
If you lose, your wife will suffer dire consequences.
One of us has lied. Let us let God decide.
You do not believe me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you do not believe me. And I think some of us are a little surprised to see Matt Damon and Ben Affleck back together in a movie together. But they're not this isn't exactly a kind of a bromance between these two.
No. This Goodwill Hunting, this is not. In fact, Matt and Ben are adversaries in it. Of course, the film is called The Last Duel. This is actually based on a true tale set in the 14th century medieval France. A knight goes off to battle. That knight is played by Matt Damon. He comes home to find out his wife tells him a tale that his best friend had raped her. And he obviously is furious. He wants this man to be prosecuted. Back in the day, though, there weren't that many options apart from, you know, like a council assembling to decide the guilt or innocence, or what they called a trial by combat. So Matt Damon asks for this, and Count Pierre is played by Ben Affleck. He doesn't like the outcome of that, so they go through a trial to determine whether they're going to face off in an arena, Matt and his friend played by Adam Driver. This is interesting, Jason. I don't know if you've ever seen a movie called Rashomon. I mean, it's a classic film by Akira Kurosawa. It basically tells the story from the point of view of different witnesses to a crime. So we hear this tale from Matt Damon's point of view. We get it from Adam Driver's, and then we get it from the wife, Jodie Comer. She was in Free Guy and Killing Eve. Great actress. So they determine that, okay, that's, you know, let's settle this by duel. And here's the big rub, Jason. If Matt's character wins, then they say, Marguerite is telling the truth. Marguerite's Jodie Comer's character. She's telling the truth, and the matter will be over. However, if Adam Driver's character wins the duel, then Jodie Comer's character will be considered a liar, stripped, shorn, beaten, and burned alive. So
this sounds terrible. Tim, this movie sounds terrible. There's so much happening.
You know what? Here's the thing. I mean, it is so incredibly difficult to watch because of the subject matter.
Yes.
But it's also Ridley Scott, who is a terrific filmmaker. So I'm really divided here. I don't like seeing this stuff on the big screen. In fact, I hate it. But, you know, look, you know, critics are embracing this thing. I mean, because of Ridley's gift. I mean, and clearly you got gifted actors here, but again, the subject matter, you're stuck with it in your head for days because it's so disturbing. So again, I'm kind of split on the way I feel about it. I mean, yeah, you can make a great movie, but I don't want to see the story.
Right. 2.5 hours long, too, right?
Oh, well, yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. Yeah, at least, you know, your Halloween Kills, it goes right by.
In and out, like, let's go. Right, exactly.
Exactly.
All right, well, some people love those kind of dark movies, and certainly with the success of Game of Thrones, you wonder, is this sort of motif, like, kind of a vibe that people want in a movie?
Yes. So you got your scary Halloween movie, and you got your more scary real-life, like, frights, horrors going on with the other one, with the bad things that happen in life. So, I don't know. Are you a fan of the Halloween films, Jason?
Yeah, I do like them, but I, like you, did not like the last one.
Wow. We're in the minority with that. That's really weird.
Yeah, it didn't really do much
for me. Not too many people came out against it like I did, and obviously if you didn't like it. But believe me, I think this one's an improvement.
Right.
I really do.
I mean, you know, like you said, you know what you're going to get. So the expectations are sometimes low.
And let me warn you, it is really gory. Really gory. In fact, I overhyped myself almost too much. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But like I tell you, my wife was squirming. So that says something.
Exactly. All right, Tim. Very good. Nice to visit with you. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, great to chat with you again, Jason, and have a great weekend.
All right, there he goes, Tim Lammers with his movie reviews. It's 3:29. We are going to talk about readiness for the holidays and the shopping series, the shopping season. My gosh, like, can the retailers tell us? Do we believe them? I guess that is what I'm asking you. When retailers nonstop are telling us, well, you better get shopping early, better get going early, it sort of makes me skeptical. I'll explain why, and we'll welcome you into the conversation, too, at 651-461-9226 as we talk about getting ready for the holiday shopping season. Are we starting early? Supply chain, blah, 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 all of that. Weather and traffic straight ahead on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.